News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
I don't know, Isaac. I don't know how this is going to go tonight. I've been up at this radio station all day, since 3 o'clock.
Man.
I'm not even wearing a cool hat tonight. I took it off. Let my head breathe up in here. I know Lonnie's mad at me, because I was running late today because I was up here doing work and stuff, and I didn't get all of my audio clips to him in the normal time that I usually do. And then I kept adding to it and adding to it.
Keep him on his toes. He needs
Oh, I'm sorry. You got to have a little bit of a buffer between when you're talking on Breaking Brett Jensen's show and then when you come in on the real show. Isaac.
Little detox.
I still think you need to make up your mind whose show you're going to be on. Mine, his, or Mr. Winterbull. Because, you know, I don't like sharing my hands. I am very tired today because I didn't sleep but about 2 hours last night. I don't know what was going on. But I did have a wonderful conversation with my sweet Jazzy, a.k.a. Jazzy Crockett, Congresswoman of the Congress and Congressional Representatives. She gave me a few words of inspiration today when I wasn't really feeling it, telling me how important I am. Listen.
Voice is so much more powerful than mine.
Oh.
Because people look at me through a lens and they be like, what's she trying to get at? What's she trying to do? Right? Like, that's how they look at the average politician. So what I will say is that don't let people make you feel powerless. That is one of the things that I keep hearing from people is like, I feel powerless, right? Like, don't feel powerless, because the moment that you give in and say that you're powerless, they win. That's what they want you to do.
Thank you, baby. She said my voice is more powerful than hers.
She did.
That woman loves me.
She does.
Sweet Jazzy. Love that. Love it. Whew. So what else? Oh, I was in the boss main's office today. Cause you know, I'm not up here when normal business hours are going on. So I had an opportunity to sit with him and ask him a couple things I've been needing to ask him. And you know what he said?
What'd he say?
Okay, I've really got to go. He goes, and you are with Kay. I said, so everything going okay? You got any complaints about my show or anything? And he said, no. That's cool, man. I like your energy. That's what program directors and all say to radio hosts when they really haven't been listening that much or they don't have anything good to say. They go, I like your energy. You got good energy. All right. Which that usually means that the radio personality is yelling on the air. A lot of people think that volume equals excitement, and it's not really the case all the time. But be that as it may. I introduced myself to him and said, you know, you hired me a couple months ago. Good to see you again. He was like, oh, yeah. He didn't call my name, though. He didn't say my name. I think he doesn't really know that. He called me Easy Money. You know, like, Isaac, when you don't know somebody's name, you call them Big Dog.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's what his was, Easy Money. What's up, Eric? Easy Money? Just waiting on him to refer to me as Outlaw. Hey, where are you going, Outlaw? It's a good Southern generic term for somebody you don't know, along with Bubba. But it's not Bubba like somebody's name. It's Bubba, like, bro. Bubba. See, that's another thing. I didn't grow up saying bro. I grew up saying bruh.
Ooh.
Because it's not short for brother. It's short for brother. Bruh. Why'd you say that?
You sound like my brother when he was in middle school.
What, saying bruh?
Bruh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a Louisiana thing. Oh, they always call each other bruh and cuz.
No, we say cuz.
Mm-hmm. But what really started screwing me up was when black guys started saying bro. They always said bruh. But then all of a sudden I'm seeing on the TikToks and everywhere that they say bro now. The young black guys say bro. It's got me all screwed up. Lonnie says it.
The white guys took bruh, so they had to change
it. No, white guy, for once, the white guys set the trend on that because white guys were the ones, and white Yankees would always say bro. White Southerners would say bruh, along with all black guys saying bruh. So then the more the white Yankees got on social media and all, they rubbed off on the black guys, and now they say bro instead of the other way around. It's a bizarre world. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Yeah, I heard Lonnie call you bro last night. Oh, bro? I was like, dude, what is that about? Bruh? Cuz? I ain't lying, cuz. There's an attorney in my wife's hometown, and he was in court, and the opposing attorney objected to something that he had done, and the judge said sustained, and he looked at the judge and goes, oh, come on, cuz, don't do me like that. In a court of law, he called the judge cuz, said, don't do me like that. And the judge said, first of all, I am not your cuz. Don't ever refer to me like that again. Show some respect or you'll be in contempt. You know, the whole thing, everything you see in the movies. Your honor, cuz. That's when you really look at the situation and go, oh, man, I've hired the wrong attorney.
This public defender's not going to get it done.
I don't know, cuz. It does all sound professional, though. You know, I was in a big client meeting yesterday, and I referred to the client as cuz, bruh. Covered them both. Come on, bruh. Cuz.
Don't be like that, big dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so we do have, excuse me, actually we have a show to do tonight. I was just clowning around for a minute, but we have some serious stuff. And a lot of times when I come in here, you know, I'm always honest with you because, you know, why not be honest? Sometimes I come in and the material is so serious that I kind of procrastinate getting into it. You know, I got to kind of work up to it because it's such seriousness going on. So, I guess that was just an opening segment of nothing, but I don't even think we have 11 listeners left at this point. And I'm blaming you for that, Isaac. Big daddy, big dog,
cat daddy.
Cuz is still listening.
What's up, cat daddy?
Cat daddy.
All right. So, we'll get into the real deal stuff coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3. WPT.
704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. That's the number if you want to holla. Feel free. You can also text 704-570-1110. Your text message will come right in here, up in my face. It's the WBT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right. A lot of stuff going on with ICE baby and rogue elected officials in U.S. America who are, the Democrats in the House and the Senate in Washington, they've been speaking in violent terms and causing people to lash out and be violent toward our law enforcement officers and immigration and customs enforcement. But then you got these trashy mayors who just flat out are defiant about getting rid of illegal alien criminals in their communities. The main one is this Karen Bass of Los Angeles. You remember, she's such a terrible, terrible mayor. She's one that the city was burning down and she wasn't even in town. They didn't have water to put the fires out or anything. Just a disaster this woman is. But she's a full communist and rip the American system apart by any means is what she lives by. That's her motto. So this is what she said about ICE agents that she tried to stop them from doing their duty. Listen.
Frankly, it is outrageous and un-American that we have federal armed vehicles in our parks when nothing is going on in the parks. It's outrageous and un-American that the federal government seized our state's National Guard. It's outrageous and un-American that we have U.S. Marines who are trained to kill foreign soldiers overseas deployed in our American city.
It is a shame. It is a crying damn shame that they're having to be there to do that because of communocrat policies all these years now, letting illegal alien criminals and predators into our country unvetted. You are the reason that they're in LA, Karen Bass, Karen Largemouth Bass. Yeah, it is a shame that we have to use our military to do that. But here's what I want. I want someone to have the guts to ask her or anybody else who acts this way, who says we're not helping them, they shouldn't be here, they're, you know, masked armed guards and they're blah, 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 blah. Okay, what do you suggest we do with the illegal alien criminals? Make them say, leave them here. Make them say it, because that's what they want. Here's another loser mayor. Well, Hope, first of all, this I think is probably the clip of the day, the response to Karen Largemouth Bass. This is an ICE agent named Greg Bovino, and this is what he said about her.
The federal government is not leaving L.A. I don't work for Karen Bass. The federal government doesn't work for Karen Bass. We're going to be here till that mission's accomplished, as I said, and better get used to us now, because this is going to be normal very soon.
Good. In your face. And then I think probably the biggest loser mayor in all of U.S. America is Brandon Johnson. He's the mayor of Chicago. Just a really, really despicable, lowlife cockroach this guy is. But he speaks softly and defiantly and non-threatening and unapologetically when he speaks. But the message he speaks is pure crap. And he should be arrested for obstruction of justice. Young Isaac, would you please play the audio clip we have of Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago?
We are a welcoming city ordinance. Our local police department will not ever cooperate with ICE, whatever their constitutional authority is.
So, doesn't matter. He's saying that they have the constitutional authority. They're not going to cooperate. And, but we all know that means they're going to obstruct. So the way they play it is, okay, we want these illegal alien criminals, violent criminals in our country and in our cities to rip them apart. So we are going to be defiant against the federal government that wants to actually enforce the law to make us safer in America. We're going to oppose that and dare them to arrest us or go upside our heads with fisticuffs. Because if the minute they do that, then it is on. Then we entice a big, huge, new group of people to our fight. Because Brandon Johnson knows that nobody is on his side in Chicago, except for the immigration activists and stuff, the illegal alien activists. Black people are not on his side in Chicago. So they're trying everything they can. I've been telling you to watch this, and hopefully you have been paying attention. Every day there's another press to just pressing and pressing and pressing to get black people enraged to join this communist fight to stop law enforcement. I mean, they know these people have broken the law. They know that the ones that they're targeting now, for the most part, are violent criminals. They know that. These communocrat mayors know that. But they're not going to help. They're not going to do anything but obstruct. One, they want you to think it's just because they hate Trump and they pretend like he's a racist and all this stuff. But it's not that. It's that they hate America. And they want America torn apart. If you really stop and think about it, the Democrat leaders of today, the professional Democrats, they want violence. They're begging for violence. They love the fact that those 10 people, charged the ICE facility and went after ICE agents in a violent way. They love that. That's what they want. They sit by with popcorn. You know why? Because they're all a bunch of nerds that have never gotten any respect for being tough or for being cool or anything like that. So they can stand up there behind their podiums and they can get on their megaphones and they can rile up people to go be violent for them. And it makes them feel like they're tough. Brandon Johnson, riling up people, trying to rile them up. Big Sleepy, Hakeem Jeffries, calling for violence. Because either way it goes, if people get violent and the Marines and ICE agents have to get violent and put it down, they've got it. That's what they feel like. That's their big move. Okay, now we got it. If the mob gets worked up into aggressive violence and it ends up killing Marines and ICE agents, they'll say, I told you so. Shouldn't have had them out there to begin with. You did this, Trump. You are responsible. The blood of these ICE agents and Marines are on your hands. Now, on your hands. I am High Cream Jeffries, big, big sleepy, big old sleepy dumb eyes. But even I can see through these squinted eyes that are falling asleep that Donald Trump caused this chaos. Oh, I'm on to them. I know what they're about. You see, I'm the number one Democrat profiler in the whole world. I got a degree on my wall that says that. Big old diploma. Not on this wall, but a wall in my supermodel girlfriend's house. She lives in Canada. Don't try to call her. All right, so we got some more of this coming up. And one of my favorite, a guy I have so much respect for as a radio host, has fallen into this trap for some reason. I don't know, but I might end up getting in trouble with the company, the company that owns this radio station, after this next segment. So hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Yay, yay. Stuff's so frustrating, you know. It's like, how do people end up in these positions where they fall for this kind of stuff that these politicians do? I mean, you let people in the country, you break the laws, letting people into the country, and Republicans are not just as much to blame, but they're to blame as well for this this immigration issue, this problem that we're having. Now, all of a sudden, now we look up and we got just gang members and violent criminals and all in our streets, and then the mayors of our towns fighting for them not to have to leave. Mayors, judges, all professional Democrats. Just shady, man. Just shady. Now, this goes, I think, along with my way of thinking that I've been talking about every night, is how the Communocrats are in a full-fledged, all-hands-on-deck movement to get black people behind this anti-ICE, pro-illegal immigrant push. And black people are saying, well, we don't have anything to do with that. You know, people in Chicago standing up in the mayor's face and saying, you spent money the city had on illegal aliens that should have gone to us. And, you know, we're the people that have been supporting Democrats our whole lives. And then this is the way you treat us. But there is a radio personality that is very, very popular in U.S. America, way popular than I will ever be, way more successful than I will ever be, because I know when I have criticism for him, that's what people are going to say. He's a lot bigger than you are. I get it. He is, and I really, really like him. I do. For the most part, whatever I've heard of him and in any encounters I've had with him, he's very nice. Now, in all candor, he is the morning show on the radio station right next door in this company. He's syndicated from Atlanta. He's originally from Birmingham. And just, you know, somebody whose success you would celebrate because he's such a nice guy. But he has fallen for this stuff. And he made a video. It's long. We're not going to listen to the whole thing, but it's just, you listen to this and think, how in the world could you think this way? What are you talking about? Listen.
I'm not trying to scare nobody.
Hold on. His name's Ricky Smiley. I forgot to say that. It's Ricky Smiley is his name. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not trying to scare nobody. But we are in danger. If you haven't been watching the news and checking out everything that's going on, we're in a lot of danger right now. Because the Constitution, the United States Constitution, as we know it, they about to cut all through that. And we are accustomed to having rights. All your rights, all of our rights is at risk right now.
You're not saying anything.
That whole Make America Great Again, as far as this administration and the way he is going and the way things are going. And when they say great again, that means your ass don't have no rights. If you go and watch Joy Reid videos.
Joy Reid.
If you get an opportunity to watch Joy Reid videos, go watch them. You'll learn a lot, especially her video on slavery. Oh, we're going to wait till the midterm election comes.
Okay, that's a bit. So, I mean, in my humble opinion, Joy Reid is a psychopath. And he's working up to, we didn't keep it going long enough, but he works up to saying that it's not just Latinos that Trump is coming after. It's Haitians, and you see where this is going, and who's going to be next? We're going to be next, is what he's saying. It's black people, just regular, everyday American black people. They're going to start snatching us up and sending us off somewhere. Now, if he really believes that, it's sad. It is so sad, and I know a lot of people do believe that kind of stuff because they fall for these mind tricks, these manipulative maneuvers that these professional Democrats pull. That's what I always say, is that people who have fallen for that and walk around constantly thinking that America is against them and they don't have a fair shake and all of this stuff robs them of their desire, their ability to reach individual greatness, which is what America is. We're not a group-minded society, or we shouldn't be. There's a difference between selfish and self-interest. But I'm wondering if Ricky Smiley were recruited, if he was recruited, because he does have such a big audience, and his audience is majority black Americans. If he wasn't recruited to start really pressing that message, because he is such a big popular voice in the black community. It's like, we need you, Ricky. We need you to get this message out there. We got to get, you know. So he may not even believe that, but he's been convinced, and I don't know, I'm speculating, obviously, but he's been convinced that he's going to be helping people, even though he may not believe this full-heartedly. He'll help people by making them believe it. And I have to second guess anybody who recommends Joy Reid as an authority spokesperson on anything. It is not true. Again, what do you think we should do to fix the problem of having illegal alien criminals on our streets? That's another thing I've heard some black people say in some of those meetings in Chicago. Say, okay, so why is it that they get to break the law? We don't get to just break the law and then, you know, nobody say anything about it, or somebody from the government try to help us break the law or stay on the run from the law. What makes them so special? Because when you've got people programmed to think of everything in a group situation, we say, okay, well, why is my group not allowed to do this, but their group is all of a sudden? What makes their group special more privileged than my group? My group has been supporting you all these years. Now, why are you throwing us away? So that's a message, and I'm not saying they're connected, but I'm just saying that is a message that the professional Democrats have been trying to get out. Now, all of a sudden, you got a big voice like Ricky Smiley's putting that out there. It just makes me wonder if he was recruited by some powerful Democrat to do that. I don't know. And it may be that I want to believe that he doesn't really think these things, and he doesn't believe that that's what's really going on. Because like I said, I do like him. So, we got more coming up. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I saw a headline and it made me, I mean, I was starting to get mad before I really knew what was going on. And it was kind of like a headline that wanted to fool people. Because it was a few days ago. It was right after... it was either July 4th or Independence Day, one or the other. It was right after one of those days. And the headline reads, annoyed woman shamed her brother for wearing, quote, embarrassing patriotic hat around kids. I asked him to take it off. Now, what they want you to think is that her brother showed up at some sort of a family gathering and he was wearing a MAGA hat or a God Bless America or something like that. And she's a big lib and she made him take it off and the whole thing. But that's not the case. She was completely right to tell him to take that hat off. But he got mad at her for saying that and left the family function. The family function. Because his America patriotic hat read America in red, white, and blue and stars and all. Blank, yeah. And it wasn't hell yeah. So, hey, dip doo-doo, you don't wear vulgar clothing with profanity on it around decent people, and especially not children. But, you know, people that will put on T-shirts that have profanity written on them, just go strolling out in public, and if anybody dares say anything about it, then, oh, they come unglued. You know, because they're supposed to be able to do whatever they want. And I don't care whether you are a patriotic American or whether you're not. Wearing an article of clothing with profanity written on it is trashy. If my brother did that, I'd be kicking him out too. Hey, take the hat off. My brother's name's Todd. I said, Todd, take that hat off. If he said, I ain't taking this off, what's your problem? I'd say, all right, we'll get to stepping then. We got little kids, decent people, the preacher's over there.
Get to stepping.
And you know the preacher doesn't want to read that. But I do think that it's just it's a sign of our times, because so many people just... I don't know whether they're not raised properly or their parents weren't raised properly. I think it's handed down, because they'll get all over social media and they can't do anything. They can't post anything where they're talking that they don't cuss. And the women are the worst. when it comes to cussing on social media. I mean, is that really? I mean, you're going to make a video if you want as many people as possible to see it, and you're going to be talking, you know, with a smut mouth. I don't know. I just think that when we lose those types of priorities in our lives, then our culture suffers. Like, if you don't know any better, you don't have any better social skills or respect for anybody else, whether you know them or not, that you just don't care. As soon as I meet you, I'm going to start cussing, throwing around all the words. I'm going to be wearing my cool shirt I got at the beach that's got cussing on it. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how people can go through life and just not care whether or not they're offending decent people. Doesn't that say a lot about you? And is that really what you want to be known for? Being the tough, strong person who stood up and said, yeah, I'm going to wear a t-shirt with the F word on it. Does that really make you tough? Does that make you special? I think it makes you a dork. You have no social skills or know how to act in public. It's just, it's like you ought to be on a TLC reality show of some sort. You know, one of the trashy ones. You know, that 1,000-pound sisters show is going off the air. Maybe you could take the place of that one on TLC. You just call it T-shirt Cussers. If it's that important to you. Man. And a part of it is that, you know, we've gotten more and more away from decent activities with families, and that's by design, and fewer and fewer people are going to church and all of that kind of stuff. I saw a thing the other day where they were saying that that brides are really, really starting to bargain shop for the things that they need for weddings and all that. And they talked about the venues. Always the venue's going to cost this, the venue's going to cost that. When's the last time somebody got married in a church? I haven't been to a church wedding in a long time. Of course, then again, I don't go to many weddings. But that wedding I went to in Charleston a few weeks ago, it wasn't at a church, but there was a lot of God in the ceremony. And I've been to services that purposely left out any mention of God. And it was Christian people. But they didn't want to offend anybody, you know, may have been on the other side, you know what I mean? Like the family of the other person. I guess they were Yankees or something, godless Yankees. But I always look at it like, okay, it's like being a conservative, you know. Liberals can spout off and do whatever, they make fools of themselves, stand up and scream and yell and all that stuff. But if a conservative says, I'm a conservative, then get that hate out of here. It's the same thing with Christianity. You can be any other religion you want to be and scream it from the top of the mountains. And it's fine. But if you say you're a Christian or you want, you know, Christian ceremonies or things like that, then it's offensive. So offensive. Get out of here with that. You're offensive. You're offensive to me. And you're going to be down there in that lake of fire someday. Down there firing up a big doobie in hell. I warned you. Okay, so TJ on the news. We can scrounge up a few stories here. That will be next. So hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Live from the TJ Studio. Yeah, studio's already named after me. I've been here barely a month and a half. Look at that. That's TJ privilege. That's what that is. All right. So I guess that it's time to do this.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
Spanning the globe for the most important stories happening. Joined by Young Isaac and Love 'Em and Leave 'Em Lonnie. I'm just kidding. If you're his girlfriend listening, I'm just kidding. Sorry. I like an alliteration. I like, you know what an alliteration is, Isaac? You got to look that up when we get finished.
I'll add it to the list.
Okay. Well, let's get on this lead story.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
All right. There's a man getting backlash because there's a TikTok of him. He and his girlfriend were participating in this fitness event together. They're teammates. And the video shows him continuing to participate in the fitness event after his partner slash girlfriend passed out and was getting treated by paramedics.
Wow.
So he's like, she's out. Paramedics are working on her. I got to keep going. We trained for this, babe. I got to keep going. Come on. See you later. Gosh.
Do you think he got more backlash from viewers or backlash from her?
Probably the people who saw it on TikTok. But nobody knows this, but she allegedly commented on one of the posts that was ripping this guy and said she wanted him to continue it for them. Go win it for us, babe. You imagine looking at your girlfriend just passed out, collapsed on the floor, and paramedics zooming in to take care of her, and you just keep going. Gotta make it to the finish line, babe. It's what we worked for. I cannot imagine. I wouldn't even if I had, if I wasn't even her boyfriend, if this was just a friend and we had trained together to do this and she was having to receive medical attention because she collapsed, there's no way I would keep doing it.
I'm carrying you on my back, babe. We're going to make it.
Get off her. Let her breathe. Come on, babe. Snap to it. And next story.
I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
President Barack Obama has a show that he's on tour with. I don't know what kind of show it is. I don't know whether he's stripping or what. But an evening with Barack Obama goes down at London's O2 Arena, September 24th. And VIP packages are going up for $2,440. So $2,440 is what you could buy that for. By comparison, Beyonce's top VIP ticket at her recent London show was $1,172. So
wow,
less than half of what it cost for, you know, Obama's show.
An evening with Obama. Mm-hmm. He's going to play the recorder.
What's he doing?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It's got to be something sinister, right? You know, he's going to come out there in some thongs.
Yeah. Yeah,
firing up a Newport,
playing a kazoo.
Mm. Does he still smoke Newports? Did he quit? Because all during his presidency, they talked about how he was smoking Newports all the time.
Man, thought those lips were going to turn purple on me.
His lungs are on ice. So the VIP package includes a photo op, a commemorative ticket. Ooh. Oh. Copy of Obama's memoir, A Promised Land. How many books does Obama have about himself? I mean, he's got at least two autobiographies, and maybe this is a third. I mean, but it's not an autobiography. It's a memoir. Okay. It's got premium seating, post-show access to a private club with a bar and live music. Doesn't say Obama's going to be at that. But says the show is expected to sell out quickly. And Beyonce ended up giving away tickets to her London show. What would that be, though? Obviously, wouldn't they say in the story if it wasn't something bad? Wouldn't they say it's going to be a show where he's speaking and he's going to do a PowerPoint presentation?
A $2,000 PowerPoint presentation?
He's going to be guessing how many M&Ms are in the jar. Something. Doing magic. Although magic may not like that. Okay, but in real president news, President Trump Tuesday gleefully needled longtime foe New York Dem Chuck Schumer by predicting that Sandy Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, would beat him if she takes him on in 2028. Trump's going off on a tangent during a discussion on the deadly floods that unleashed hell on Texas Hill country last week. Said Senate Minority Leader has a penchant for blaming him for crisis. Quote, I saw a Palestinian senator. His name is Schumer. He's a great Palestinian. End quote. quote, he's become a Palestinian. He has abandoned the Jews. And then he said, this was Schumer. He goes, yeah, it's Trump's fault. That's right, it's Trump. I actually saw that stupid guy try and blame the Texas flooding on me. And I said, man, that's a tough one to take. But his career is limited because I hear AOC is going to beat him. And she's no bargain either, by the way.
Kind of bad, though.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just so cool. Because Chuck Schumer is just a snake. He's a cross between a weasel and a snake. And then you get Sandy Cortez in the mix. Wow. That'll be entertaining if they're going against each other. Okay, quickly, final story. Now grown up orphans, I never knew their names. Don't belong to no one, that's a shame. So there's a trend with baby names in Great Britain, the UK. So many people are into crime documentaries, true crime, that serial killer and other criminal names are starting to make a trend. Anna, the fake heiress, who's that Anna Delvey that was such a famous case. Arthur, after Arthur Lee Allen, who is the suspected Zodiac killer. Aaron, for Aaron Patterson, the mushroom killer. Freddie and Rose, the story of serial killer couple Freddie and Rose West, featured in Netflix's Fred and Rose West, A British Horror Story. And Joseph, you want to guess what true crime show they're getting the name Joseph from?
Joseph Jackson.
Good guess. Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Wow.
That was all right.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is sick. I mean, what is wrong with people?
You got to know Joe. He's going to feed you to them tigers.
Yeah.
So, Mom, who am I named after? Well,
you're actually named after Luca from the documentary Don't Blank with Cats.
I might change my name to Lonnie Berkowitz.
Yeah.
Become a 49 caliber killer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think, you know, nobody would question you having a Jewish last name at all.
That's my bar mitzvah.
All right. There you go. That's tonight's edition of TJ on the News.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Man, y'all are blowing up that WBT text line. Love it. Love it. It's 704-570-1110. If you want to call or text, you do it at that number. The WBT text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. They driving it. They driving the heck out of it, man. What they're doing. There's still a lot going on with the Texas flood situation. I don't know. That sounded really Southern, didn't it? Flood, Texas flood situation. And this has really, really brought out just the lowest of the low as far as people that live here with us in this country. You know, people that live amongst the decent. You got all the professional Democrats lying, saying that it was caused by cuts to the National Weather Service and all that. Whatever cuts that Trump and Doge made to the Weather Service, one was because it was waste, fraud, and abuse and not needed. And then another thing is they haven't gone into effect yet. So nice try. But they're still throwing that out there because they just, I mean, they don't care. They just lie and lie and lie, and it's what they're made of. You know, they're just made, they sit on a throne of lies, these communocrats. And then the other thing is that these vicious Trump derangement syndrome sufferers and just flat out psychopaths, and what they're saying about these poor people who were swept away in these floods. We did some of this last night, and then I got this clip sent to me after I'd already gotten off the air last night. But I mean, just listen to this witch.
Didn't Texas predominantly vote red too?
Right.
So guess what? That orange isn't coming to help you either. He canceled FEMA. Yep. So y'all on your own. You just have your wonderful Governor Abbott that doesn't give a about you to help you out while you're all drowning. Good luck to you. Hope you all get what you voted for. Go get some floaties.
So tough, isn't she? I have noticed something, though. I do a lot of research on the social medias and things. I don't think that it's avoidable for this observation. The most vicious, vile diatribes that have come about this situation with these poor people dying in these floods in Texas are coming from women. Sorry, ladies may not like hearing that, but it is what it is. I'm the most observant person you'll ever meet, and that is what I have observed. These women will get that camera on themselves, and they just can't stop. they're so, so mean. Absolutely vicious. Some might even say that they start going on and on and becoming so mean because they're lashing out with their emotions. Some might say that. I wouldn't say that. I don't say that about you ladies. I know you're not driven by emotions. What, Lonnie? Stop laughing. So you got this witch saying these things about these poor people and in the most annoying accent. Ugh. Can we play that again? I hate to torture people with that, but I just want that, you know, just that how gross that accent is and the way she talks. She's ugly too. I mean, dog ugly, which you would expect because she's a miserable soul and she wants to be accepted and she wants to pretend like she's tough and she wants everybody to go, ooh, you're a bad bee. But she's nothing but a tortured child inside. She's the child that she felt never really measured up to expectations from someone that she loved. To whom are you trying to prove things, lady? Her name's Elsie or Elise or something like that. They found out her name, and I think they've shut down her hair salon's website and social media and everything. So, I never really pictured a demon's voice to sound like this, but evidently this is what a demon sounds like.
Didn't Texas predominantly vote red, too?
Red.
So, guess what?
Red.
That orange isn't coming to help you either.
Neither.
He canceled FEMA.
Canceled yep. FEMA?
On your
he
own.
Canceled you FEMA? He canceled FEMA?
Did you know that's that silly way that a lot of people talk? Mainly, it's mainly young women, and she's too old to be talking like that. Where they go up on the end of every sentence because it makes it seem like they're more vulnerable or that they mean business. But that's just disgusting.
Canceled FEMA.
Ugh. And she's crying out for help anyway. If you were to see this video, she's got some god-awful tattoos just covering her entire body. She's as white as a piece of copy paper, printer paper. She's got all these faded-looking, colorful, different colored tattoos. Just, she works in a hair salon, so beauty is her business that she just can't quite reach. So she's got to be frustrated at something. And it's got to be somebody else's fault all the time. I've seen it so many times in troubled individuals like this. We should pray for her because she's a tortured soul. She really is. And maybe that old devil don't have a complete hold on her, but he dang sure has a good grip. You can hear that. Ugh. You know, a lot of people who study crime and everything will say that when it comes to the criminal mind, there aren't as many women psychopaths, narcissists, violent narcissists, that sort of thing. But when there is one, look out, because they put the men to shame. They're way more vicious, and this is one of them. And it was more than one. I'm telling you, I've seen a bunch of them that you just, and I know I've heard other people commenting on it. And go, ugh. And when Lonnie pulled that clip this evening to have ready to play on the show that I sent him, he said he had to listen to it a couple of times just to realize what she was saying. He said, did I hear that correctly? What a scumbag she is. God. I don't even know what the solution is for that. I just know that we're going to keep an eye on her because, like I said, that went viral and people know who she is and know where she knows where her business is and all that. She's from Illinois somewhere. And I don't know whether she's going to get canceled, but it seems like she already has. Oh, and she's got red hair. It's so red. Oh, my God. Hey, Isaac, let's take a break and we'll do more next, okay?
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
Hang on a minute, hang on. I'm busy up in here. So busy. Somebody sent a text all up in my face right here into the studio on the WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC 704-570-1110. Somebody said, preach. I think that's a good thing. Is that like when millennials say a little louder for the people in the back? Is that what that's like? Or when women on social media will say, they'll write something on there or they'll post a meme or something and then they'll say, read that again. No, I don't need to. I got pretty good comprehension skills.
Can I get an amen?
Who is that?
Can I get an amen?
Oh, you stealing stuff from other people's shows?
No, that was pulled specially.
Oh. Okay, don't be giving me Vince Coakley stuff up in here. I mean, I wouldn't mind. He would. He's like, you don't play that. This right here is payback from way back. I don't play that.
Preach.
That's what Vince's favorite song is. This is interesting. And I may have a surprising take on this. But I have a list of things of 11 celebrities. I don't know if I'll go through all of them, but these are 11 celebrities whose parents are wealthy, but cut them off when they were young, cut them off from financial support. Now, first of all, I don't know that I believe some of these, but this is what they said. Now, Dakota Johnson, she's an actress, and her dad is Don Johnson. And she said that that he cut her off when she decided to pursue acting over going to college. And she said she definitely had moments where she couldn't afford groceries and things like that. Kourtney Kardashian says that that her dad, Robert Kardashian, the one that that helped cover up the fact that OJ killed Nicole and Ron back in the 90s. She said he cut her off. She said as soon as she graduated college, she's going to have to find a job. She said, I'll help you find a job, but you're going to have to make the money yourself. Kim Kardashian said the same thing. I don't know that I believe that. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't believe that. I'm not trying to soft shoe it around here. I don't believe that. Prince Harry told Oprah Winfrey that he and his wife, Meghan, stepped down as working royals in 2020. My family literally cut me off financially and I had to afford security for us. I've got what my mum left me, and without that, we would not have been able to do this. Again, I don't believe that. Gwyneth Paltrow, her dad is a famous director or producer or something. She said he cut her off when she was young. So my point is, I don't believe in this. And it may be because my kids are so fantastic But I think that if your kids are respectful, mannerly, polite, appreciative, and they know where money comes from and how hard it is to come by, if they know those lessons, why would you not want to help them and make their lives easier for them? My kids are grown, so I don't have to worry about them, you know, being little brats and living off of daddy's money and all that stuff. But let's say I hit that Powerball tomorrow. What is it up to now? Like $200 million? If I hit the Powerball, why would I wait to die before my kids got to enjoy any of that? I'd set them up. Then again, my kids are well-adjusted members of society, and they're not going to turn into little heathen devils and expect it. They would be appreciative of it, so I give them. Why would I want them to go through hardships when they don't have to? Now, I bet some of these rich celebrity kids were probably little doo-doo heads that needed life's lessons thrown on them. I get that. But my kids don't need that. If your kids are good kids, what? Why would you not? Then again, people probably look at me and say, well, I mean, it wouldn't be long for you till you die anyway. So your kids would get the money pretty fast. But I mean, why would I want my wife to keep it all? She wouldn't be trying to give it to those kids. And if I win the lottery, I'm not even telling her. She's going to say, where did you get the money for that jet? Don't worry about it. I got it from None Your Business. That's where I got it. Or I would say, WBT finally started paying me. They found out it's illegal for somebody to be in there working and not being paid for it. So they, this is back pay. My paperwork in the HR has me listed as an intern. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Because you can't be working in a place if you're not on the payroll, like a, you know, or a contractor or something like that. You can't just, no matter how much, like if you decided you wanted to work all the time, and they said, well, we have to cut you out of the budget, and you said, well, I'll just come up there and work free. I just want to be around radio. It's illegal. Can't do it. Ace and I found that out the hard way when we had these interns that never wanted to leave. And so after their college credits were up and they graduated and everything, they still kept coming in every morning. And we were like, okay, cool. We like having them on the show and all. Turns out that's not regal. That's illegal, actually, because they have to be receiving something, college credit or some sort of pay, and be on the books. Rut-row. So I'm listed as an intern. But I got to figure out how I'm going to show college credit. I don't know how I'm going to do that. But, yeah, I would. I know people be like, well, you got to get them stand on their own 2 feet and let them learn that you can't have everything handed to them and all that. My kids get that. As long as they get that, what's the purpose of trying to teach them a lesson they already know? Give them the money. But then again, I love my kids. Some of y'all out there just don't love your kids like I do. I can tell. But that's between you, your kids, and the Lord. That's what you do for them when you hit the Powerball. But I wouldn't even worry about playing Powerball this week because I'm already going to win it. I know. Did you know why? Because I'm going to buy a ticket this week. I keep wondering why I'm not winning the lottery. It's because I'm not buying tickets. Turns out you got to do that. But if by some stretch of the imagination you have a ton of money and your kids are good kids, give it to them. Not all of it, but give them enough so they don't have to wait until you take an eternal dirt nap. to get the money. There's your parenting advice for the night. More coming up.
The DJ Richie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
So I have something else here that I want to discuss before the end of the show. And this is not, you know, just a throwaway segment because I'm ready to go home or anything. I'm still working until the whistle blows. I mean, that's what they don't pay me to do, is work. Work all the way until the whistle blows. Get low when the whistle go. There's a thing going on in the old Mexico right now where they are lashing out at American tourists, and they're tearing up. I've seen videos of these masked vandals tearing up businesses in Mexico because they're American tourist places. So they're saying they don't want us in their country. And then here's a man just doing a selfie video just to get that message out.
Are you a MAGA follower? Please do not come to Mexico. Do not come to Cancun. Do not come to Puerto Vallarta or Acapulco.
Deal.
Stay in the United States.
Okay.
Eat your Taco Bells.
I love Taco Bells.
Eat your burritos. Eat your whatever you got.
Yeah.
Back home. In Mexico, we already know that MAGA people hate Mexicans.
No, they don't.
We already know that you support Donald Trump, who is a really bad guy for Mexicans.
Hmm.
They are putting our people in prisons. They are attacking our people. They are disappearing little children, separating families. We don't like MAGA people here in Mexico. And if you come, please do not bring your orange hat saying MAGA. Do not come with your shirt saying MAGA, because we have seen, cases where MAGAs have been attacked by Mexicans in Cancun.
Yeah.
At least they get knocked on their head, or at least they insult them, and we are right. We know you hate us in the United States, so where are you going to come to Cancun with your offending us with your MAGA shirts or hats? Stay in the United States. You're better there.
Yep.
Why do you come to Cancun? Why do you come to Mexico?
I don't.
If you don't like us, stay there.
First of all, maybe one or two less Bud Heavies for you, buddy, before you turn the camera on. But you see, it's so idiotic that America is not allowed to have immigration laws just like every other country has. We can't do it. If our country says, if we get a leader who does what he is supposed to do, which is protect the homeland, if we get a leader like that that decides, you know what, I'm going to make sure that we enforce our laws. And if you're here in the country illegally, especially if you are a violent criminal on top of that, or some gang member or something, it makes sense that we should kick you out. But I see that the elected Democrat talking points have made it across the border. And what is it with all of the liberals, and I guess now all of the citizens of Mexico? What is it with them threatening not to have good Mexican food anymore? What are you talking about? You eat your Taco Bell or your burrito, wherever. I mean, Mexican food is my absolute favorite. over everything, even pizza, you know? And don't you hate it when you're talking about your favorite? This is just a side note. When you're talking about your favorite foods and you got somebody in the crowd, when you go to them and say, what's your favorite food? And they say something like grilled salmon. Don't you want to just get kick them out of the group at that point? Like, no way is grilled salmon or grilled chicken your favorite dish. Shut up. We get it. You're skinny. You keep yourself in shape. Fine. But that's not your favorite dish. Anyway. Where is it written that because we are evicting criminals that have broken our laws, where is that written that, okay, well, that means that all the Mexican restaurants are going to shut down? What are you talking about? I know the people that work at my favorite Mexican restaurant in Mooresville. They're not going anywhere. They're like, I don't think so. We got a good business going here in good old U.S. of A. And we're citizens. So it's just this tactic that Democrats have always used to get into people's heads and lie and force them into these emotional states and no care at all from the commucrat string pullers what this does to people and what the potential danger is to innocent people. Just like this guy, you go to Mexico wearing a MAGA hat, you're going to get knocked in the head and killed. And why? Why is that the case? Because the Democrats and the media over here has gotten all these lies stirred up and it's made its way into Mexico that MAGA people hate Mexicans. MAGA people are racist. MAGA people are homophobes. The whole list. And you know why commucrats do this? Is because they cannot win on their honest opinions and honest principles. If they're true about their principles, they would never win an election. The American people would look at them like, oh my God, you are a maniac. And you think you're going to get my vote? I'm not a conservative by any means, but I'm way more in line with the conservatives than you Democrats. Y'all need to go back to lying so people can deal with you and tolerate you. But they can't. They're all, any elected Democrat is a liar and shady, in my humble opinion. It doesn't matter what town, what level, if there was an election, and a Democrat won that election, then the people got screwed. Now, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush here. I just don't trust any of them. And why should we, America? Why should we? What has any elected Democrat done, especially lately, to earn our trust? That they have our best interest at heart. They've done nothing. They just climb up on that big throne of lies every day and see how they can hang on bit by bit, tearing apart our society. Now, look, they've done it to old Mexico. They got us at odds with Mexico. I wasn't going to Cancun anyway. I like keeping my head attached too much to be vacationing in Mexico these days. Thank you very much. I've heard the stories. I want to run into me at Senior Frogs and look across the room and there's the next El Chapo sitting across there looking at me as they're putting the sombrero on me and blowing a whistle while they tweak my nipples. That's what they do. I don't want El Chapo Jr. seeing that, messing with me. I'll stay out of Mexico. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to the radio show tonight. I really appreciate it. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next.
That's right.
He's coming up. I need to put a book out. He's got a book, another book coming out. I need to put one out. I need to write a book. Actually, I need to read a book. That's what I need to do. All right, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.